This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
In the Local Search Academy today, I'm going to break down some great tips, and this is coming from feedback we got this week from members in the community. So I'm excited to do that. Number one is we are actually going live in a couple weeks with Bill. This is on May 24th with Bill Herling, and Bill's going to be joining us. He is the CEO of Humming.ai, and I've been talking to Bill for a while now. He's a wonderful guy, but also super intelligent about how to run ads today leveraging AI. And he's got a really cool program that helps us do that. So for anyone who's going into like some of the further phases, more advanced stuff, wanting to do retargeting, this could be a really great tool. You could join us on May 24th. We're going to interview Bill, get some great feedback and open it up for Q&A. So you can actually ask questions to Bill himself too. So that'd be fun as well. JR, good to have you here. So just as we start today, I wanted to break down some questions that we had this week from the community about keywords. So we had some questions about how do I get my Google profile to rank for keywords? Now, I want to bring up just one little difference here. There's SEO and local SEO, or search engine optimization and local search optimization. I really look at these as two different things. You know, a lot of SEO agencies might actually just kind of combine it, but it is two different channels on Google, really. Traditional SEO is the idea of doing certain activities that will rank your website organically for you to gain more traffic. Local search optimization is about ranking your Google profile so that your profile ranks. It's not about ranking your website so much as it is about your profile. And then traffic will come to you from your Google profile. And that's really where our focus is. But when someone asks questions about keywords, it's usually in context of like how they've been taught about SEO and maybe even some paid ads. Because in paid ad strategies, you can actually create a list of keywords and determine how you target those ads. So when you think about keywords for your Google profile, I want to point out a few things. Number one is you want to understand, how is your Google profile performing based on the keywords it's showing up for? It usually takes a nice tool for you to get some better information about this. That's why we have MapLeads Pro. I am actually introducing very soon a new tool that's going to work really, really well here for you. It's called local.io. So that'd be really awesome once I get that all, those details all hammered out. What I'm trying to do is get some training built for you guys, so you aren't left on your own to try to figure out that tool. But it's very cool. Great tool. I'm working with the CEO over there as well. MapLeads Pro, though, is built into our community. If you get into there, there's a tool that shows you keywords. If you look at those keywords, you're going to see how your Google profile is performing based on the keywords you're showing up for. This is going to give you a baseline of information to use. You can't technically program, not directly, you can't directly program the keywords you want to show up for with your Google profile, but indirectly you can. So once you have a list of how you're performing with your keywords, you can identify what keywords do I want to perform better for and what keywords are not here that I want to show up better for. And there's a lot of different ways that you do that through following the training that we provide in Local Search Academy, categorizing your business well. The business description, how you're adding data to your services or your products you're listing. There's a lot of different things to do that. A couple I wanted to point out is number one, what keywords should I use in my Google profile? Now, I'm going to teach you something really quick because there's a lot of software that you can use to kind of build a keyword list. But let me share my screen here with you. Let's toggle it over here. So if I were going to Google and I were to type, let's see, painters near me, you often get this list here that shows up, that expands. Like This list is really interesting to me because it's Google telling me what other keywords most other people are also searching for as well, based on what I've already input. So one thing you can do is look at what Google suggests and add new keywords from that, like Painters Canton, Georgia. That's a really good one. Painters Woodstock, Georgia. Painters Near Me, which I already have there. Painters Near Me Interior. Painters Near Me Small Jobs. That's an interesting one. Maybe not everyone wants to be seen for small jobs, but that's something you know a lot of people are searching for, right? Painters Near Me Exterior. Painters Near Me Exterior Painting. Painters Near Me Prices. Painters Near Me Reviews. Painters Near Me Cheap, right? Like you get a whole lot of really interesting keywords. The reason I like this is because you can know that Google's suggesting this because a lot of other people are searching these. Then you just do a different variation. Painter contractors. Okay, so I just adjusted the search to painters contractors, and now it gives me a whole bunch of other options as well. So a little easy trick, does not require spending money on some software to use, but it'll give you a lot of ideas on different keywords that you can use. So that's one thing. Now you can plug those keywords into your post content, into your description, into, you know, other areas of your Google profile that will help enhance the keywords you're showing up for. One next tip I want to share with you is there's a feature in your Google profile that will allow you to post questions and answer those questions. Now, it's really designed for the public to post questions to your business, but no one really does that. So I suggest you going to your profile and actually publishing a question and then going back as the owner and responding to it. And this can fuel a lot more metadata for your business. So let me do this for you. I'm going to do painting contractors near me. And I'll click enter and go down the search. You can see the map section. But here's what I'm interested in. People also ask. This section in Google is also going to be a good place for you to find what questions are people asking related to my search. Now, here's a little trick. How much do most painters charge per hour? That's kind of interesting. Well, I'm going to expand this question and then just contract it. And now you'll notice there's more questions here. I'll go to the next line, expand, contract. Now I've got more questions. Next line, expand, contract. Now I've got more questions. Next line, expand, contract. Now I've got more questions. And so what you're doing is you're just building a list based on what Google knows about search of all these amazing questions that a lot of people are searching for. And you could take the questions that are relevant for your business here and post them into your Google profile and then answer those questions. That's another hack that will help you with getting found better in search and targeting the kinds of keywords that people are searching for. That's going to help you drive more traffic, show up ahead of your competition, drive more traffic to your business, and close more sales. How's that for a tip? Everyone like that? All right, so we're going to open this up for a live Q&A. We've got a few people joining us right now. So if you want to just raise your hand, what questions can I help with today? It's good to see you here, Wolf. We got JR, Olvis, and Wolf. Any questions that I can help with today?
I would talk, but I'm with a lot of noise, so I can't ask questions right now.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for sharing that, Olvis. If you want to, you could chat the question in here, and I'll still be able to answer it if that's helpful for you. Just pull up the chat, and then you can type that in if you like. JR, it sounds like you are muted.
Yes. Yes. So my question is, what do you recommend as far as tools that show you where you rank for different keywords in your local area? Like there's a Falcon tool I've heard of that does a nice job of showing you boxes around your area, depending on radius.
Yeah.
Does MapsLead Pro have that capability or?
Yeah, great question. That is actually, I'll share you a little background about MapLeads Pro, and then I'll give you some good recommendations too that will help for what you want to do. So we built MapLeads Pro back when there wasn't really a good solution that was dedicated to just Google Profile. We found there's a lot of SEO tools out there, and then they kind of like as an afterthought added some things to integrate with Google Profile, but it wasn't really built for Google Profile. So we built MapLeads Pro for that. But over the years, I've also learned something. We're not a software company, nor do I really want to be. And so the maintaining it and adding new features and that kind of thing has been a bit of a hard thing for us to keep up with. And so for that reason, I'm actually working right now with the CEO of local.io, who has since created an amazing tool. It's so much more streamlined and easier to use in a lot of ways than MapLeads Pro. And we're working on putting a relationship together that we could use this tool within this program for our clients here too.
I see. And one local is local.io.
That's the thing. It's tricky. L-O-C-L. So not L-O-C-O-L. Ah, L-O-C-L.io.
Got it.
And if I tried to have everything ready this week, but I'm going to be launching some new training probably next week since we hit Friday and it just got passed and wasn't able to finish it up. So next week I'll probably launch something new and give you a special link with a discount towards it as well. Should you want to subscribe. But the reason I bring that up is because you asked kind of like what I like to call a heat map, you know, where it shows a map and how you're ranking on the map with those dots, but based on keyword. We don't have that in MapLeads Pro, but local.io does. So that's one feature I've wanted to put in MapLeads Pro, but haven't. And local.io solves that problem. Second feature is I've wanted to have a much better process for posting photos, especially I really wanted to schedule them. So you could batch photos once a week or once a month, and it will automatically publish them for you going forward. And local.io has that ability. So I'm super excited about that.
Yes.
So MapLeads Pro is great, but it just didn't really give us everything I've really wanted as we continue to grow and develop. But local.io will. One other alternative, but this is more for like agency level, is Local Dominator. Local Dominator is mostly just a research type of tool, but it does wonderful heat maps and you can schedule reports and things like that that allow you to really get targeted in your map and the keywords that you're seeking.
Okay. And then on the Local Dominator, why did you choose the local.io over Local Dominator?
One easy choice. Local Dominator is really just a research platform that shows you heat maps, and that's all it really does.
Okay.
Local.io is not just a tool that shows you good information. It's also a full management suite for your Google profile.
I see.
You can do a lot more with it.
Okay. I have another question unless somebody else has a question right now.
I think you're fine. We got a few people who've joined and you're good. Go ahead with the other question.
Next one is, so I have this marketing business. I've had it for quite some time and it was mostly not active, but the address that I have, I probably have, if I look up my citations, I'm sure I would find a couple different addresses all over the place. All over the place, meaning a lot of different directories would have one or the other. So I'm trying to figure out how to best fix that. So I have a brand new, it's a virtual office, but I'm hoping they won't say, you know, it's a physical office that offers virtual office capabilities.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that it's not going to be a problem. So I'm going to go out there and, you know, hang up some signs and do the video with Google to try to get it listed in Google Business Profile and all. But I also don't have anything at that new address right now, except maybe my paperwork for an LLC and my state registration or something like that. I might have changed that address already. It depends on how fast they are changing addresses in the state. So my question is, how do I best, you know, have a same name, address, and what is it called? NAP, they call it, name, address, and phone number across all the directories. How's the best way to get to that stage? I might not fully get there, but how do I get the most out of that situation? Do you know any tools or any service for that?
Yeah, actually I do. Local.io, I think, can help you out.
Ah, Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Not only that's another feature that they have that I thought was really quite interesting. They're going to actually give you a list, a breakdown of how you're listing in all these different directories, and you can fix. It's going to take a fueling it with a little bit of credits into kind of like an add-on service that they have. But you can actually have them go ahead and fix all of those citations for you.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. That would be great.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I might have a link I could grab here real quick and pop it into the chat for you so you could
That'd be great.
Let me see if I can find that here real quick.
Trying to find chat here too. So I'm like, I see, hand raiser. I see that. And then that's all I see. I don't see a chat button. Oh, wait, maybe it's over to the right. Here it is. I see it.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's see.
What are we using here? What's the platform? This isn't Zoom, is it?
No, it's not Zoom. This is actually built directly into our community platform called Circle.
And oh, Circle. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you're familiar.
Yes. I'm using School as well. So.
Oh, yeah. School is another one of those. That's cool.
Right.
How do you like it?
Which one? The Circle I'm brand new to. So I don't, you know, this looks nice. And I've been out to your site and done the tutorials. So the classroom stuff looks good. The courseware stuff looks good. But I haven't really used it for anything other than that, I don't think, at this point. School, you know, I the jury's still out on School for me. I belong to a couple different things, and their communities are pretty decent, it looks like, as well.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try out School, the features there, but once you kind of commit to something, you know. It's kind of hard.
Well, I'm on both now, so I'll be able to compare at one point,
Yeah. Well, I got you a link there in the chat.
Thank you.
You'll notice there's one on top and one on the bottom. Click the one on the bottom. That's actually, I think, going to get you a little discount. I actually typed it wrong and it put the two hyperlinks in there, but.
Got it. Nice.
Great questions today.
I'm trying to think if there's any others, if no one else has a question at this point. I guess the other question would be, okay, so I have my, I'm going to change everything, right? My address has got to be on my website. It's got to be on all the directories. It's got to be in the state directory, you know, where I register. It should be the same address, right, for the business, the LLC, the PIN number, the tax ID number and all that stuff. But the question I have there is, have you seen where there's problems with companies that like a Regis or somebody like that, where they offer, you know, they offer you office space, but they also offer you just like a virtual office kind of situation. And if you pick up on the office, virtual office, but you're not actually physically renting there. Have you seen issues with Google My Business in those situations where they won't allow it, or they are causing problems with people that are using a virtual office like that? I know the other virtual offices are an issue, you know, like I can't think of the name of the company, postal address or something like that.
Yeah.
But this is not that. It's more like a Regis kind of thing. So gotcha. Just kind of comment on that for me, please.
So technically, you will still be in alignment with the terms of service, but it can be hit or miss. They have gotten a little more stringent because of the video verification that you have to go through. And so when you go through that video verification, you got to kind of prove you're there physically, that you walk in, that kind of stuff. But there's a lot more businesses doing it, and I think Google is going to probably find some ways to make that a little easier process. But it's been, once they went to all video verification, for most businesses are going to be required to go through the video verification process. That's been a little bit of a snag for some. So you may have to try it a few times to get through, but they're going to want to see signage probably with your name on it.
Yeah. And that's what I was told to do by the virtual office company, you know, to
They're aware. Good. Yeah. That's even better. Okay.
And I have seen people in that office that I don't look like they have a space there, but are, you know, are showing up on Google My Business, but I don't know if that was from 2 years ago or, you know, it's hard to tell.
Sure.
But, yeah, so she's had people go through the same thing where you bring in your own signage and you hang it up and you know, do a video of the building, the lobby. If you're on the listing in the lobby, that's great too. I don't know if they do this at this facility. But anyway, that's what I was wondering about as well.
And one trick when you get to that point, it takes a little bit of like pre-planning. Try to make that video 29 seconds or less. Like, I mean, use the 29 seconds, but try to make it less than 30. They don't want something longer than 30 seconds. So when you think about it, that's like kind of a short video.
Sure. Yeah, I think I can do that.
Good. Okay. Good.
Yeah. And if, are there any other questions from anyone else?
Yeah, let's see. I'm looking in the chat, so I don't see any from Elvis on that or Wolf. Wolf mentioned something here. He said it's great info. Okay, good. Earlier. Well, if there's no other questions, that's quite all right. Just keep a lookout for the next, not the next event, but the one after that, where we've got Bill Herling coming on. We're going to go live with a great group. He's the CEO of Humming.ai. And we're going to talk about how to use AI in your advertising today. So that'll be one that would be really cool to see.
I got a question.
Okay. All this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you going to repeat this again? Because I couldn't hear anything because of the noise.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, thanks for asking that. This has been recorded, and once it processes, it's going to be posted into the event that's on the calendar. So if you go to the calendar in the member section, click on past events and open up this one, you'll be able to rewatch it. Yeah, great question. All right, guys. Well, it's been wonderful to connect again. Hey, if you need anything between now and the next Q&A, go ahead and post those comments into the community, and me and my team will answer any questions you have. It's great to have you with us, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for tuning into the 4Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to forimpactpodcast.com to take our impact marketing challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.